Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to my podcast show, All Things College with Dr. Lewis. Hey everybody, I know I'm a couple days late, but it's okay you guys, life happens. But you know Dr. Lewis isn't going to leave you hanging. I do want to come on here and kind of share with you today about the best computers for college, right? What's best? And there are some ones that I do recommend. I'm going to tell you why, right? As someone who uses so much technology, I do so much with technology. I was a tester for the federal government for years, decades, where I tested software. I wrote code for software. I wrote functionality to determine, hey, this is how it should work. I would talk to the users of the system to kind of figure out what it is they were missing. I would observe them using it and take notes and to see all the extra things they had to do to ensure that the software was user-friendly. So I have a lot of experience in the tech world, so I want to come to you today and kind of talk to you guys and help you with what are the best computers you should use. I personally like laptops, you guys. The reason why I like laptops better than stationary computers because they can move around. It's just enough screen resolution to view all the data. It's just flexible. You can go anywhere with it for traveling purposes, right? And I have my favorite, so let's go, okay? Now, when looking at the best computer for you and using it for your education, right? You want something that holds a lot of data because you'll be storing a lot of data, data that you'll have to refer to for not just a semester, for years. Because as you matriculate in your education, you're going to have to rely on coursework and things you did years ago, and you're going to build on that foundation, right? So you need software that's going to support it. They have softwares that are 2-in-1, right? It's where you get a tablet and you get a laptop experience. Those are good, right? There are certain brands that are good. You guys will have to check out the brands. I don't really want to get into it, but again, you want to see how many gigabytes and RAMs that is allowed to be stored on your computer. So that's very important. Like I said, you're going to be storing a lot of information for years that you can't erase. The display is good. How do you like your screen? Is it 13x3? You know what I mean? Is it, what's the size? How many width? How many inches? That's important. Is it easy for you to travel and carry around? You definitely want to be looking into that, right? You want to look at the lighting of it when you use it at nighttime, right? Is it very efficient in the lighting, the visual? Or do you have to literally sit under some light? Sometimes you might not be able to sit under. It should have settings that control that. How's the volume of the computer? Can people hear you? Can you hear them, right? So you want to do that. The battery life. What if you forget your charger? You guys, it happens all the time. You may forget your charger. It's part of the process. How many hours are you good without your charger? Is it 11 versus 20? You want to look at that. What about the keyboard? How functional is it? Is it useful? Is it easy to tap, right? That's why, you guys, I stopped getting nails done years ago. I keep a clear nail because I'm a writer and I'm constantly typing. I don't like nails. I don't like distractions. I like to dig into the work and the writing, right? And I just felt like nails were a distraction. But you want to think about that. If you're a person who likes nails, you want to go ahead and play on that keyboard and tap on it to see, does it accommodate your nails? Some of the bigger keys on keyboards do. Some of those computers do. I'm not going to really get into names of computers because I'm not their salesperson. I'm just getting more into the characteristics of things to consider when you're looking for that great computer, right? The specification, so to speak. Another thing is the weight of the computer. You don't want it really heavy because you're going to be traveling with it around wherever you go. You should always keep it on you, you guys. I have multiple ones I keep on me. Some for school, because even though I'm an educator, I still have to take certifications over and over and over. So I'm constantly, just like I preach to my babies, my middle schoolers, I'm like, always carry a pen and pad with you to take notes, even if it's notes on life. Keep it. And also, keep your electronics with you. You never know when you can capture a moment that may enhance your life or save your life. We'll get into that a little bit later on, details of what I need. Now, what else I want to make sure that you know? So we talked about the weight, storage, the display, the RAM. Let's see, webcam is important, right? Now with COVID, yes, we're coming out of COVID, but I personally tend to think COVID is going to be an issue around the winter months, just like pneumonia and colds are. So you'll find during that time that there'll be a lot of meetings indoors using webcams, using different applications so that you can carry your meetings online. You want to get camera. You want people to see in your eyes close up your surroundings. You want people to see your background. At least I want to. I'm transparent. If I'm doing business with you, I want you to see who I am in its entirety. If I'm so afraid of you to see who I am, maybe I shouldn't be meeting with you. But yes, I want you to see who I am, right? So I want a clear picture. I want a clear camera. So check your webcam. Make sure it has a lot of functionality for you to adjust the size, right? You might need a specific size. You might need specific lighting. You might need a camera to do multifaceted things like three-dimensional, 360 dimensional, right? So check into that, right? What else? We talked about the keyboards. Now, another thing that I want you to think about, when you get your computer, make sure it comes with some software programs, right? Even though you're in college, like the colleges I went to had Microsoft, right? Had Grammarly programs that came with it. I still wanted more because every laptop I bought didn't always come with it, and I learned the hard way. You can't always rely on your college having it. So usually you'll get like a free year subscription that comes with your software. If you don't get any programs that are free, at least for 30 days or more, don't buy the computer. They should be pitching you programs to use, because what happens is you're buying the computer or laptop, then you got to go buy the Microsoft to be able to even store documents and write documents. Then you got to go buy the Grammarly to check the editing. Sure, programs like Word have spell checks and word calculations and all that kind of stuff, and formality of documents, of indentations and citations and all that. But Grammarly, you guys, is where it's at. I love that application. I will pump that application up. It's the best. But try to get a laptop that comes with a free program. And your best bet that I recommend people who have the best software deals, to be honest, or those home shopping networks usually come with it. You guys, that's where I buy my computers from, and they are awesome. What you see is definitely what you get. It's great. You get everything. You get programs. You get the functionality is there. You get extra. You get warranty. Don't be scared to buy online or think, oh, if something goes wrong. No, it's great. Okay. So this is Dr. Lewis. I pray that I helped you today on getting everything settled with your device / laptop, because I want you to do well in school, but you got to do and get the right laptop and stop relying on just your phone to do work. You might get away with using your phone when doing posts, but to do research papers, nah, you can't play with that. Invest in your future. It's so worth it, you guys. Take care. God bless. This is Dr. Lewis signing off. And you have a fantastic week, okay? Take care. Bye.